with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along. It's Tuesday's edition of Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. Una's back in the house.
Oh, what's crack-a-lackin'?
I'll tell you what's crack-a-lackin'. I love exploring things that go on around the world. And I told you about something that was happening with the toilet in China. And we've even more news about another toilet in China, which I think we need to get on board with this.
Yeah, toilet talk, man. We should do another podcast just on toilet talk.
Is this another sub podcast about your jewels and crystals as well?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing it?
I'm good, tip top.
Welcome back yesterday. Laura was in for yesterday. I was telling Laura about something that's going on in China. Oh my God, China. they're way ahead of us when it comes to technology and things in the future, Una. They have a way of getting your toilet paper from the public urinals. And that is that you have to watch an ad on the screen. And every time you watch an ad, it dispenses toilet paper.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They're forcing you there to sit and wait?
Nobody forced you to go into it.
But I mean, if you need to go, you need to go.
Well, if you need the roll.
And what if you're busy? What if you're busy for a really important meeting? A mm-hmm. client has just flown over from Switzerland to give you millions of euro. And you're sitting there waiting for the toilet roll dispenser to hit you up.
You think you would make this a little bit more relatable. What if you've got two twins who won't stay still but all need to go to the toilet, and they've got bags of shopping and we need to use toilet paper,
okay,
and we all need to go to the
and
toilet.
We all need to go to the toilet.
All right, sit here and watch this ad for
skincare. I think that's a bad idea.
It's a great idea. Somebody's making money. Well, it looks like they've come up with something else, and I suppose this is beneficial to people who are busy and on the go, Una. And that is, public toilets in China are getting future urinals that can analyse urine for health markers in minutes.
Ooh, this I'm on board with.
So it costs about €3.50, and it's going to check things like vitamin C, glucose and creatine, and it's already been rolled out in Beijing and Shanghai, and it's a high speed service, so basically it's like peeing in a cup, giving it to your doctor says be back in a few minutes, now you just sit there, relax and read that.
Well, no, you have to wait a couple of days for the results of a urine test.
Of a urine test?
Yeah, they can't just do it. Well, they can test straight away for inflammation or something if you've got a UTI.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, a doctor would do it in front of me. You put all these little kind of little pieces of paper in, and put if they change colour and stuff.
Do you not have to send it off?
No, they did it in the actual surgery itself.
Okay, yeah. I stand corrected, I think.
Well, I don't know. I think it's bloods that need to.
Anyway,
I'm not kidding. It's a toilet that analyses for you in seconds.
But it's going to save you loads of money because we won't have to go to the doctor then.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? This is a great idea. They should roll this out here.
It'll cut down the waiting times for people who actually need to be at the GPs as well. Then.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go now. So peeing on the toilet, and while you're there, you can actually watch some ads so you can get yourself some toilet roll to wipe up afterwards. All right.
Breakfast rolls.
Our survey says is where we get a survey result, and we have to try and guess what the actual answer is. And this one was Tuesday's the most common day that people do this particular thing. We loads of mad crazy guesses on this. Nobody got it right. We haven't had a correct answer on our survey says in a while. But
they're tough.
They are tough. And the result is eye-opening, Una. It's eye-opening.
All right, Donald, what's our survey saying this morning?
Today, survey says, according to a study, Tuesday is the most common day of the week for this. What is this?
Ooh.
Una?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me that.
It is
I'm
Tuesday
just saying
as well.
What everybody's thinking.
Tuesday's the day that drags a bit.
Did you get the request from Una to say, lads, can we leave work early today? She's like, why?
No, it's not that, no.
Oh, right.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I mean, that could be. It's just not this survey.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Well, I tend to try and do this of a Tuesday because I always think it's a nice, odd day to do it because people, for some reason, people hate a Tuesday. I'm like, why are you hating on days? I like to do a weekly shop on a Tuesday. I know, it's a bit odd.
Because everyone goes on the Monday.
No, everyone goes on the
Saturday.
Goes on the
Sunday. Oh, yeah, Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, and like, who needs that in their lives?
I went yesterday and it was more pleasant than doing it on a Sunday, I have to say.
I do mine on Monday, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Right. Fresher produce, less
depends
people.
On the, depends on the store.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not the answer. Weekly shop, no. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was it. I thought we'd finished it.
No.
All right, so we need some guesses. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to our survey says this morning?
Survey says, according to a study, Tuesday is the most common day of the week for this to happen. What is it?
I wonder how close we are to getting the actual answer on this. There hasn't been a correct guess in a while, has there?
No, there was. Was the one last week, I think? Oh, very close last week.
I don't know. What are we asking?
We're asking, according to a study, Tuesday is the most common day of the week for this to happen. What is this?
Is the answer to having a good night's sleep?
Good night's sleep. There you go. Tuesday, good night's sleep.
Tuesday is stress-free. No. It's not Tuesday, no. It's not the answer, should I say.
All right.
Morning, guys. Is the answer pulling a sickie? John from Jota.
Pulling a sickie.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
A Tuesday. Yeah,
near midweek
you'd
sickie.
You'd feel safer doing it on a Tuesday, wouldn't you? You do it on a Monday, I'm going to be caught here now because
you would suffer the Monday and then take the Tuesday Wednesday.
Oh, look at the voice of experience over there.
Hello.
No, it's not it. No.
Okay, right, let's get some more.
Morning Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning Ricky.
It'd hardly be call in sick.
No, Ricky, we just said it's not. And did you not know that?
Nope.
With your pre-recorded voicemail that we've probably listened to already.
I'm going to take a guess and say that Tuesday is the most popular day to apply for a job because people realise on Monday that they don't like their job and they want a new one.
All right, funny you say that. That's not just the first time that's been guessed.
Is the answer that Tuesday is the most common day of the week to maybe look for a new job?
Oh.
You know, you kind of get over Monday and you're feeling a bit crap. So Tuesday, you open up Indeed.ie or whatever and have a look at what else is out there. Ash and Mayo.
I've learned two things there.
Oh, yeah?
One thing, I never knew what Indeed.ie was. I always see it. I'm like, what is that? I thought it was like a PR agency or something.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
Jobs.
Oh, you must... Oh, you know it well, Una, do you?
Indeed.
News and radio presenters. And sure, look, I do a bit of traffic as well.
I do a bit of traffic as well.
Hello, how are you? Are you looking for any weather presenters in there? Because I do know the temperatures.
No, it's not look for new jobs.
All right, we need an answer.
The answer is... Tuesday is the most common day of the week to break up with somebody.
That is so harsh. That is really harsh.
People must really feel the Tuesday, I'm breaking up with you.
Nah, you should do it on a Friday so then they have at least a couple of days to recover before going back into work. Doing it on a Tuesday and then having to go back into work on a Wednesday.
It'd ruin your weekend on a Friday though.
Yeah, but at least you'd have time to yourself.
I thought you were saying like do it on a Friday so you can go out and explore.
Well, that's true as well.
I'm single and ready to mingle. How long are you single? An hour. All right, that was fun. Come here. I nearly dropped everything there. On the way, how would you like a €1,000 Me To You voucher?
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know what you're oohing about. We found this in your drawer, Una. She's been stashing this. So AirNav Ireland have got on board with us this week. If you want a job that's genuinely exciting, become an air traffic controller with AirNav Ireland. Don't miss your chance to find out more if you're going to the ploughing, if you're going in there today. They're at the hub at stand 511. And if you want a job that's genuinely exciting, become an air traffic controller with AirNav Ireland. Find out more at airnav.ie. They were giving us vouchers and Una's hogged them and put them all in her drawer. So at the end of the week, if you play Rhyme It and get the highest score, you can win €1,000 Me To You voucher. You want to play? Rhyme It with your name to 087-110-2107.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
I think Rhyme It has to be your new favourite game.
Oh my God, it's the best.
It's a toss between that and Truth or Trash.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I do love Truth or Trash.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's up to everyone else to decide which is their favourite. Rhyme It, just a little bit, no, all of it. Playing Rhyme It this morning, we have Anya in Leash. Good morning, Anya.
Hi, Anya.
Good morning, guys.
Are you well today?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm just having a little cuppa now before I start work.
Oh yeah, what's your tipple of choice for the old cuppa?
Oh, black coffee.
Black
no
coffee.
No milk, no sugar.
No milk. Snap. Very good. Excellent, yeah.
Anya, you're after doing something now which is, a little bit controversial.
No? What should you do?
But I am with you on this. Tell us, what have you done?
The Halloween decorations are up.
Oh, yes.
That's all right. I can get on board with that.
Oh, you can get on board with that. But when I put up my Christmas tree on November 1st, you absolutely annihilate me.
Damn it. Wrong.
You're not allowed to say the C word yet. After it's until December.
No, I am too, because the Christmas shops are open.
Stop it.
I applaud you, Anya. Fair play to you. And you'll get the two months out of them now. You'll get September and October. You'll get the 8 weeks out of it, which is fantastic. And then sure, the Christmas decorations are going up, so your house will be decorated for the next 16 weeks.
You know, look, it's great. It's great for the kids, and sure, I'm a big child myself at times, so I love it.
Fantastic.
Anya, you work in insurance. Are you any good at rhyming?
Okay.
What kind of insurance do you work in?
Health insurance.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, cool. That's one of my big expenditures on a monthly basis.
Yeah, don't start moaning about that now. I had to listen to him banging on about that last week for ages. Do you know how much I have to spend in this minute? Did you get the cost of everything going down? I'm like, oh my God.
It just costs a lot.
Inflation, guys.
Yeah, but I'm not using it. Thank God, I'm knocking on wood. I don't need to. Why do I have to pay for it? I'm not using it. It doesn't matter. Okay, Anya, are you ready to have a go? It's very simple and straightforward. We're going to give you 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. And you have to answer every question with the word that we give you, which is the word that is to rhyme with it, right? I hope you understood that, because I don't know what way I explained that. Anyway, the word that you have to rhyme with today is...
fair.
As an airfare, because we're doing this this week with Air Nav, who are going to be at the ploughing. If you want to become an air traffic controller with Air Nav Ireland, we've got a €1,000 Meet You voucher at the end of the week for the person who gets the highest score, which is 8 at the moment, so you got to beat that. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay. Fair is your word. Your 30 seconds start now.
These sit around a table.
Chairs.
A female horse is called a what?
Mare.
Someone who's legally entitled to your property is your what?
Pass.
A dessert with chocolate on top and cream in the middle.
Pass.
These are generally bigger than rabbits with longer ears.
Hare.
A wild carnivore.
Pass.
You would see a coconut shy here.
Time is up. Ooh, they didn't suit you today, Anya, did they?
Not great. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I was up early now this morning.
Maybe too early. Maybe you've had too much coffee and you've blocked
too
out.
Too much coffee, yeah.
So you got 1 and 2. Number 3, someone who's legally entitled to your property is what?
Your heir. A dessert with chocolate on top and cream in the middle is an eclair. And a wild carnivore is a bear. And the coconut chai. You would see a coconut chai here, a fair. I had not heard of a coconut chai until this morning. Do you know what a coconut chai is, Anya?
Never heard of it in my life.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, it's a coconut on top of like what looks like a big tee for golf, and you throw a hard ball in it to knock it off to win a big giant teddy bear or a goldfish.
Oh.
Thank you. See, when Una's at the fair, she's too busy chasing down the lads who run the waltzers.
Ah, oh, waltzer lads. Oh, yeah. Oh God be with the days.
Do you play that music at home in your car?
Spin me faster.
It wasn't your day. Listen, Anya, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a lovely
day.
Morning.
Enjoy your decorations.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. If you want to have a go at rhyming tomorrow, you still have 8 to beat. We do have somebody in the lead with that, so they are currently in the lead to win that €1,000 Meet You voucher that Una has stolen from Air Nav Ireland and potted in her drawers. Yep. But we're going to empty those drawers. But if you are heading to the ploughing and if you want to know about becoming an air traffic controller, they're at the hub at stand 511. All right.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Tuesdays is the hill I'll die on, and I brought today's hill I'll die on because I feel so strongly about it, Una.
Oh my God, you're such a strange human. You never fail to absolutely astonish me every day, Stephen Cooper.
Oh, I'm always in trouble when you use my first name. Checkouts, self-service checkouts. I'm all about the self-service tills.
Okay, the hill I'll die on of a Tuesday. This could divide us, or we might all agree with what I have to say on this subject, Una. I'd be interested to see what you say. I'm a changed man. You know the way I like technology and I embrace technology?
Yeah.
I like to have the robots around the house to do all the cleaning and tidying up and stuff.
Notions, yeah.
I don't know why it's Notion. It's just you don't understand how it works. That's all it is.
I also can't afford them. Carry on.
So as I said, I'm a changed man, and I now am embracing and thinking that there is something that is far superior and there's no time wasted, and that is self-service checkouts in supermarkets.
Oh,
I am here for it. Hear me out before you decide to agree with me. And also, what do you think? 0871 102 107. When you get there, you got your basket or your tiny trolley, and it's just like you got your club card, and you go boop 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 boop. Done. I'm out of there. There's no waiting for your woman in front or your man in front having small chats about Marty up the road who's been doing this, that and the other. And there's no judgment, because there's one thing that happened to me recently was, you having a party? Boop. These are nice. Boop. And I'm like, oh my God, stop looking at me messages, missus.
Well, of course she has to look at your messages.
She doesn't have to look at them. She's
just has scanning to them.
Hold them and slide them over the thing. Don't look at them.
Since when did you become so antisocial?
I'm not
antisocial. You don't even want to talk to someone or say hello to someone.
I am down with the banter, but when it's an invasion of kind of like, oh, these are nice. Where'd you get which aisle did you get these from? Do you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think we sold these. Where'd you get those from?
I am going to win this argument in one sentence.
No.
Hear me out.
Go on, yeah.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
It's because you don't know how to use them.
No, yeah. It always happens.
Nobody's surprised by that. You can't park straight. You can't reverse your car. Nobody's surprised that you've always got an unexpected item in your baggage.
Stop coming at me, bro. It makes you feel so incompetent, like you're having a full-blown argument with the computer, and then the lady has to come over and sort it out for you.
Yeah.
And then she goes away, and then there's another unexpected item in the bagging area. So you have to get the lady over again, and you're just a fumbling mess.
Yeah, you know there's cameras above as well. You get caught for weighing bananas instead of steak. How do you know when Una's in the supermarket? There's a red light flashing above her. It's like all the time, it's like, unexpected item. You know, the thing flashes red above you.
Does it?
Yeah, there's you don't even pay attention to your surroundings. There's literally a big arm and a red light. And
no, because I'm just trying to get out of there because it's so stressful. Oh, just bring me up to a cashier, a human, a person, a face.
Oh, dark chocolate, really?
God.
Oh, you do really eat snacks all the time. The 12-pack of the 12-pack.
That never happens.
Yeah,
that just happened to you.
BS,
don't judge me.
0871 102 107. Self-checkouts are far more superior to someone else doing it for you and getting all up in your business, asking how Auntie Mary is, how's your mother, and how's this, that, and the other going on. And I'm just like, I would just want to move on my life.
Boop, yeah, wow, you boop, don't like people, dude. Boop. You need to look in the mirror.
It's the judgment of what's in me
basket. No, you don't like people.
Okay, 0871 102 107. Hillel Dayan this morning. I feel very strongly about this because it wasn't my favourite thing up until recently. And now I'm on board because of the invasion of shopping privacy.
You felt like someone judged you for your purchases.
Yeah, completely. Like, asked me, what's that like? What's that just like? I'm like, oh my God.
They're only making conversation, trying to be nice. Trying to be nice human beings.
And then you get stuck behind people who are just like, it's like, oh my God, you've been in the queue for like 20 minutes. How are you only surprised now that you need to find your bag or purse or wallet? What is wrong with you? Like, what do you mean? Oh, where's my bag? You've been standing here for 20 minutes. Why haven't you got that in your hand ready to go?
You are the constant grouch.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Self-checkouts, they don't question about what you're getting.
They're awful.
They're not
They don't work most of the time. Or they accuse you of having something in the bagging area and you're like, okay, I'll take that out. And then they're like, no, put it back in. You put it back in. And then it's like, you have to call the cashier.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
There you go. That, no, oh.
Is that what that sounds like? Never heard it in me life before. What do you reckon? Are you on my side or on his side? The hill I'll die on today. Self-checkouts are far superior than waiting from someone else to do it for you.
Okay, yeah. Here's the voice. So yeah, with Una, yeah, I'm more with Una.
Okay.
She, it's just so too annoying.
Yeah, Ryan is with you on that one.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
So annoying.
It's so annoying.
Like a feather would set off the alarm on it.
Oh my gosh. All right.
They both have the pros and cons, honestly.
Okay, opposing cons on this.
I usually go to Lidl, but if I have one thing to get, I will go to Aldi because they have self-checkout tills.
Since when do Aldi have self-checkout tills?
I was not aware of this.
This is new.
Mm.
Okay.
Obviously, if you have, like, those mini trolleys.
Yeah.
You want to go to a checkout because it just makes more sense. But I have seen a few people in Aldi with like a mini trolley full of stuff at the self checkout tills. And I'm just like, why are you doing that? Like, it's not that hard. Like, most of the people in Monaghan, where I'm from anyways, the cashiers don't even talk to you. You say something to them first. So that's good.
That sounds beautiful.
So that's good.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I need to go to Monaghan to do my shopping, where they have self-checkouts in Aldi as well. My God, all my dreams have been made. 087-110-207. What's the hill you'll die on? Self-checkouts or actual person? I took it upon myself to say to you this morning, Una, that the hill I'll die on is that self-checkouts are far superior to actual going up to the tills and being judged on what you're buying and being the gossip of the town.
Lies.
Do you see how many bars of chocolate he got? Do you see he likes those crisps? You get the gossip from the people in the shop saying, you know, yes, it was in here buying themselves a bottle of my wadi. Who? Sheila. All right, what do you say? Una's all about the tills because she hates self-service checkouts because she can't figure them out.
I think Cooper's right. Self-checkouts are definitely better.
Oh my God.
But even better than self-checkouts are the new self-scanning devices.
Oh yes!
In Tesco. I just started using them. They've changed my life. Don't have to talk to anybody. Can keep an eye on how much your shopping is as you go round. It's brilliant. Love it.
It is brilliant. I use these in Super Value. And you go in, you scan your club card on the wall and then it lights up which gun you can take. And you can attach it to your trolley and you just go around. Boop! There's a boop on it.
I have never seen these.
Stop it.
Never.
They're literally at the entrance when you walk into the supermarket.
Are they complicated?
You scan your club card, yeah? And then the green light goes off on one of the guns. You pick it up and you go around and you boop it. You put it in your basket or your trolley and you can see all the items.
But that's relying on you to be honest then. Do you know what I mean?
Because but when you get up to the self-service boopy gunny till, what happens is you hand over your gun and then they put it in and they scan it and then they say, we just need to check 7 items randomly if that's all right. Or else they just don't bother. They just let you through and hope that they never saw the 42-inch TV at the bottom of the trolley.
Wow.
What?
They're very trusting.
They are very trusting. No, I love that.
Absolutely not, because you have to keep getting the girl to come over all the time, unexpected item in the bagging area, and then do a product check and spot check and whatnot. So no, I'd rather have the person.
Yeah, all right, you're
okay.
Right.
Okay, you're still just not handling the technology, you know? Is that what it is? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, the Aldi in my town has a bakery as well and self-checkout tills. So it's great. Correct.
Oh wow, bakery and self-service checkout. Sounds like dreams come true.
I haven't seen that in Aldi.
Bakeries.
Bakeries.
Or the self-service.
And both.
Have you ever been in an Aldi?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Well,
right, this is the last word on this, all right?
It's going to set Una off now.
Okay, it's going to set Una off.
No, but the only people that seem to have a problem with the self-checkout are women, so they're...
Oh.
It can't seem to work for me. I noticed anyway.
It's just an observation.
Oh. Would you like a self-checkout certificate? Oh my days. You can't say, I can work it, no problem, but it's just the machine is wrong. The machine is always...
That's it, the machine is wrong.
It's the machine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's it, Una. It's not you, it's the machine.
The red light
starts... Unexpected item in bagging area.
There you go. You know, the red light starts flashing, everybody's looking at you and judging you for being incompetent, and then you hold up the whole show and the lady has to come over to sort it out, and that happens 3 or 4 times, and finally at the end of all this drama you've got a load of stuff and realise you forgot to bring your bags, so now you have to disturb the lady again to bring her over. It's an ordeal.
They should have special supermarkets for people like you.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Where do you get your truth or trash ideas from? Is it just basically what I do in my life and you just dream up some sort of fact about it and try and convince everybody that it's real?
You give me so much inspiration though, really.
Wow. Never have I ever heard that before, that I've inspired somebody.
Oh, trash. We mixed it on the game yesterday. There was no shame in Cooper's way of life than the way he does things.
I don't need to shame you, buddy. You do that all by yourself. Yeah, keep going though. It was lovely.
True. You interrupted the flow.
Yes. on, hon.
All right, Donald, what have you got for us this morning? What animal fact?
No, it's a food fact.
Oh,
in 2001.
You've gone so boring.
It gets you getting to taking the mick out of every day, you know.
Yeah.
In 2001, there were more than 300 banana related accidents in the UK.
Say that again.
In 2001, there were more than 300 banana related accidents in the UK.
Can you describe?
Slipping on bananas, like. Choking hazard banana. I don't know. I'm thinking of things
would
you
it
could
be like,
do with a banana.
You know, using a knife, cutting yourself, opening
potentially,
a banana.
Yeah. Opening a banana and poking someone in the eye.
Yeah.
Why?
Just going for your mouth and missing and hitting someone. I don't know.
Putting it somewhere it doesn't belong.
That'd be a key one.
I'm going to say that's true because it's just a bit bizarre, wild. I mean, why was 2001 the year of the banana?
Yours are bizarre, Una. Your facts are bizarre.
How did you know that 2001
was the year
actually,
of the banana?
Yeah.
Or like the Chinese, that was the year of the banana.
Yeah,
but it was the Kuala Lumpur year of banana. No,
I made that up.
I'm so sorry. Okay, you're going to lock that in, Una. That's true. How many did you say?
300.
Yeah. I'm going to lock it in, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
No, it's false.
Of course it's false.
I just made it up, yeah.
It's made up. Who's having banana incidences?
In Mario Kart, they're always falling over there.
They are!
Yeah.
Many a movie they've shown to make people slip.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my fact, you ready for this?
Yeah.
So this is ahead of the big visit today, another hot mic incident for Donald Trump ahead of his visit to the UK. He asked, you know what a hot mic is, where he was basically speaking and was picked up at a microphone and he didn't know he was on a microphone. Mm. Anyway, so he's had many hot mic incidences and he's asked his aides that Big Ben be temporarily, if not permanently, be renamed Big Trump, declaring it's much bigger than people think, a tremendous clock. Very accurate, possibly the most accurate. They say it's accurate because I'm here. Nobody knows more about big clocks than me. I can keep better time than a Japanese train and a person from Switzerland. You might call them Swiss. I call them people from Switzerland because it's a fun word to say. Lots of syllables, which is also a fun word to say. I know most about words than most people. Many people from Switzerland are talking about it.
Was all that you said, is that what he said as well?
I was on the hot mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he wants to rename Big Ben, Big Trump. Even though he doesn't understand that the clock actually isn't Big Ben, it's the bell inside it, but sure, look it.
Right. That's a lot to take in.
It's a lot of rubbish to take in.
Yeah, that's a lot of rubbish. It's a lot of cobblers.
I like your creative attitude, though. If this is true, he could have asked.
Why would it not be true? Come on, think about it.
He could have asked to rename Big Ben. I doubt he said all them words that you said.
I'm going to say that is trash.
All right, lock it in.
Locked in.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, locking it in. Okay. That is trash. It is trash. Well, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, it could be true, that one. That one actually could be.
All right, Una, we've been waiting for this now.
According to a study at the University of Idaho in the US.
What did you call yourself?
What? That's terrible.
That's a brilliant joke.
That's terrible.
You not the hoe, Idaho.
Idaho. So according to a study at the University of Idaho in the US, people who prefer using self-checkouts are motivated actually by a fetish. They are actually closet kleptomaniacs, and by not going to an actual cashier, they feel they have committed the perfect crime and stolen from the supermarket, resulting in a thrill and a release of dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins, which becomes addictive. So, Cooper.
Yes.
You love self-checkouts.
Gotta love a self-checkout.
So you got a fetish, and you're a kleptomaniac.
What?
That's according to the study at the University of Idaho.
Of Idaho, Idaho, yeah.
Did you just call it Idaho?
Idaho.
I know Idaho. There's an awful lot to unpack here.
Hey!
And I need to check out this fact.
Hey!
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
We're all going to hell.
Because you're not actually...
You're going back up more, yeah.
Dealing with someone, so you feel like you're not paying. Do you know what I mean?
No, because when I go, would you like to pay by card or cash? I go, card. Then he goes, you got a club card? Have you got any points?
Yeah, but you see, in your head, though, you haven't...
No, because it comes out of my account and then I get a notification on my app saying, no. You've just paid such and such and such.
You have the fetish. You're a kleptomaniac.
No, that's trash. So I'm locking
it's nasty when you get you pay it and then you get notification on your watch as well. You go, oh yeah, I know, I've just paid that. Thanks for reminding me.
A lot of people talk about fetishes.
No, trash
I know
as well.
Many things.
You have a Donald fetish.
You better believe it.
All right, is my...
No, it's trash. It's locking it in, yeah.
It's actually true.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah. No. Well, it could be true. I just haven't researched it yet.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't the University of Idaho. We released it.
I think we've just established something here is that you is the hoe. Have you ever thought that you might find love at the ploughing?
Oh, my God. That's a rom-com movie right there. Love at the ploughing.
Beautiful.
At Scraggin. Oh, go on, Muckla. Yo. Muckla Scraggin.
I was going to say, let's bring on Mairead Lachman from Love HQ Matchmaking and get some advice. I don't think we need her now. It's like how to attract a farmer. Go for it, Una. Ha! Come on, get up. Get up out of that. What's that in your hand? Oh, that, oh yeah, horses on me. Oh, forget about the horses. Oh, my God. Oh, Mary.
Hi mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
It's all about the ploughing, Una.
That's right.
I know Max, my young fella's heading down today with transition year. Wellies, plastic bag, rain jacket, the whole lot, ready to take on the farming community. All 300,000 people heading there.
It's going to be the crack.
Elizabeth is mad to go down. I'm like, you can't. You're in fifth year. You need to be in school. Yeah, but I think they'll let me off.
To go to the ploughing?
Yeah. Mad to go down.
It is educational.
It is. It's really good. But we were trying to figure out how to meet somebody at the ploughing. Maybe you want to fall in love with a farmer. And we spoke to the perfect person.
This is the first day of the National Ploughing Championships. It is possibly one of the biggest festivals in Europe with over 300,000 people descending into Offaly. Road closures and all that. Keep an ear out for that with Una with the traffic. But there's many things happening at the ploughing, from craft food to the party tents to all the machinery and the vehicles and all the scientific things and all the futuristic machinery that goes with what comes with the likes of like dairy farming. Do you remember a couple of years ago when we were there?
Yeah.
And I had the laser guidance udder suckers for basically, so when the cow knew that she needed to be milked, she would go over and the arm would come out and it used laser guidance to attach itself and would milk the cow, and then when she's done she goes off, and it was absolutely amazing.
You've ruined the imagery of someone sitting on a low stool and just pulling on the udders for me now.
When was the last time someone sat in an old stool? Maybe Mairead would be able to tell us. Mairead Lachman from Love Headquarters. Good morning, how are you?
Hi Mairead.
Good morning, I'm great.
When was the last time, do you reckon, that somebody sat on a stool and milked a cow?
I don't know, but I think there's loads of hen party games for that sort of thing, isn't it? When they're marrying farmers, which is leads us into what we're talking about today.
Damn right. Yeah. So, Love HQ, you've matched over 10,000 people across Ireland. And are they all farming related?
No. Matching?
No, okay. But
we meet people from all walks of life, but the next 3 days is all about farming, so it is.
Okay. So what are we looking at here? Is it farmers looking for love or people looking to hook up with farmers or both?
That's exactly it. So we do a thing, like I'm a professional matchmaker, I match people all over Ireland, but for the next 3 days we're down the plough and doing the farmer wants a wife. Because there's that many farmers come to me, or people looking to meet farmers, that we do a whole 3 days of it. So we do down there. So we're spreading love. We've matched over 10,000 people since 2016.
Wow.
Basically there's loads of hundreds of weddings, engagements, babies, you name it, along the way.
And how do you assess whether someone is genuinely suited to farm life before introducing them to a farmer?
Well, they know themselves. So what you kind of get is two different types of people. You get people that have grown up in a farm and they're like, yeah, I definitely want to meet someone that's like farmer, or they're like, I definitely don't want to meet someone that's a farmer, and that's fair enough, that's their own choice. And then you get people that haven't grown up in a farm, but perhaps they had like cousins that they used to go down to, you know, during the summer holidays and everything like that, or they had grandparents that were farmers, and they're thinking to themselves, you know what, it's a lovely way of life. I'm after years commuting myself in and out of Dublin, I'd prefer the farming life, I'll tell you, than commuting on a daily basis.
I agree with you there. I'm living on a farm and it's the best thing ever. And I absolutely love it. What do you think most people misunderstand about dating a farmer?
I think they just think that they're going to never get away on holidays and they're just going to be stuck to the farm and everything like that.
Is that not true though?
No, farmers don't like that anymore. A lot of the men that are coming to me, and women, a lot of female farmers as well, like they have a lot of help. They're commercially farming now. You know, they're kind of, I suppose they're so well educated on the business end of things that they know what they're doing. They're making time for themselves. Yeah, they've got their busy time of year. It might be doing like the lambing and calving and everything like that early time of the year, and then doing sales and stuff like that. But like the other times of the year, they're nearly looking for, okay, well, I have 2 weeks there. And like, that's why this is my busiest time of year for farmers that are looking for love, and also people are looking for farmers, because it's that kind of season now where things are just starting to slow down for them. Some of the animals are going back into the shed and everything for the winter. Yeah. And they're thinking to themselves, who the hell am I going to hibernate with for the winter? So let's find love.
So it's mating season for the farmers then.
Cuffing season and mating season, absolutely, for the farmers.
And tell me more, Aid, like, how do you go about asking a farmer, you know, if he's got road frontage without asking if he's got road frontage, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, you could be kind of, subtle about it. Like, oh, you have a nice cozy little farm, do you there, you know? And if you're trying to figure out if they have a bit of road frontage, then you say something like, I'm not quite now directions. If I was to come visit the farm, would I have to go up lots of little side lanes that would be out there on the main road, or what's going on? So look, there's subtle ways of asking, but I will tell you one thing. These farmers are cute. They'll know, they'll be on to you. Hello.
You have to be snaky, so.
And a lot of farmers are very cute as well, you know.
That's it. Well, they are.
I suppose as well, if you know nothing about farming and country life and it's the way you want to get it, I suppose getting to know the way of country life can be a good way of the people to connect. And like, just simple things of how to walk across a muddy field in wellies. There's a particular technique in doing that, Una.
Is there?
Oh yeah, because if you don't walk properly in wellies across a muddy field, the mud just rides up the inside of your leg and you are absolutely in bits. You literally have to have a muddy field walk. And I know somebody who also lives on a farm can back me up on this.
That is true. Yeah,
there is
true.
An actual...
And what is the muddy field walk like?
Legs apart and literally just waddle your way through. It's just, yeah, if you walk and if your wellies are brushing off each other, the mud will just rise up.
Okay, well, there is another tip for any ladies looking to bag a farmer. Do the walk.
Yeah.
And do the muddy walk in front of them.
Don't be ashamed of doing the walk through the field of mud walk, even though it looks ridiculous.
Don't be afraid to get down and dirty, huh?
Well, they can practice today now down the clown. We've all been warned to bring our wellies. I know the sun is shining here now, but I suppose it's supposed to be raining now in the afternoon. So what I'd say is, any people looking to meet a farmer, why not put on the wellies, come down and practice your muddy walk and practice your monkey walk up to the bar, and we'll have a chat with you later.
Jeez, I thought this was Mairead Lachman we were talking to from Love HQ, not from Met Aaron, do you know what I mean?
No unnecessary journeys.
Come here, just a couple more questions. What qualities do farmers typically look for in a partner that might be different from your urban areas or somebody that's come from a city environment?
I tend to guess, and it genuinely is this, a nice, decent girl from a good family that isn't going to stress me out. That's exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah.
And they also say someone that has some understanding of farming. They're not looking for someone to work the farm with them, okay?
Yeah.
But they are looking for someone that goes, look, it's a busy time of year. I'm not going to be giving out if they're home a bit later, okay? And they're, you know, the women then are looking for a nice, strong man. So they are, you know, someone that understands that they're pulling and dragging on a daily basis, and they could maybe give them a little bit of a dig out. But there's all sorts. I also have gay farmers as well, all over Ireland. So if anybody's looking for a nice gay farmer, give us a shout as well.
Very good.
Basically, it's everybody, okay? Like, I've matched over 10,000 people. I've people from all walks of life. I've met all sorts of everybody along the way, from all ages as well. You know, people that are as young as 22, 23, right up to 83, 84.
Wow.
And everybody in between. Some people have never been on a date. Some people have been married 3 times to come to me. We're somebody for everybody, pretty much.
I love it. And I suppose you also, if you've never lived on a farm, one thing that I had to find difficult to come to terms with, that dinner time is not 6 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock. And I was just like, what?
What?
Yeah. Listen, Kabir, Mairead, where can people find you at the ploughing?
Probably in the bars later, having crack.
Well, you behave yourself in there now, all right?
Absolutely, we'll be having a dance.
Okay, well, listen, thank you so much, Mairead Lachman from Love HQ Matchmaking. Thanks for coming on iRadio.
A pleasure as always. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye, there you Mairead. Go. So if you're looking for love for the weekend, look out for Mairead. She'll be trying to get you hooked up with some horny farmers.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
rolls. We went from dating to tossing wellies.
You okay. said, you waited to say wellies. You're like, we went from dating to tossing wellies.
There's method to my madness. Yeah, so like there is the welly toss, the welly throw in the ploughing, and we thought we'd give it a go. Laura, who was in for you yesterday, challenged and she beat me. So it's over to you, Una, to take on this challenge.
Oh, give me that welly. I'll do damage with it.
It's all ploughing today, isn't it? Mairead Lockman from Love HQ Matchmaking telling us about they can find love at the ploughing. It's going to help out people get hooked up with farmers and farmers hooked up with people. But there's also something else happening at the ploughing. Many different things like challenges. All right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sheep shearing. I've always wanted to shear a sheep, isn't it? But I don't think they let me near sharp objects. That's the thing. And one of the things is welly throwing.
Right. Oh my God, I love this so much.
This is, I'm aboard. We were talking about this yesterday, actually.
Classic.
So Laura, who was in for you, challenged me to a welly throwing competition. And I'm like, okay, I'm on board with this, Laura. So we went out to the car park where there is cars. And we got wellies, size 10s. Don't know whose small feet they were. And we went and we threw some wellies. So I went first.
I was 13.16. And
my welly.
So I was 13.16 meters, Una.
Meters. Meters. What's that in feet?
Don't you dare start what? Going feet with you. Una, my God. when you're driving a car, do you go by miles?
Do I go by miles?
No, you don't go by kilometers.
I do. But when I'm talking about meters, I go by feet. Like, you know, when you're filling out a form and it says like
meters
yeah. and then you have the opportunity.
The opportunity.
to change it to feet. Oh, and I always do that because I don't understand the other one. But carry on.
There's 1,000 meters in a kilometer, so.
What's that in feet?
Anyway, I got 13.16 metres.
Right.
It was pretty windy out there yesterday. And how did Laura get on?
It's 13.7.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Laura.
13.7. Now, I think the wind caught the inside of the welly and acted like a sail and pushed it along. Dolan was there to witness
it. Yeah, it kind of did.
Yeah, I see. So
you went with a traditional throw forwards and Laura went full on, threw it back over her head.
Yeah.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, it is a good strategy.
Yeah, I like that.
So, Una, we have a challenge for you this morning. Would you like to try and beat Laura's throw? So she got 13.7 metres.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try and calculate that in feet just to keep her happy. how many feet she does it in. So are you up for the challenge after the show? And
do I get to throw the welly in your direction by any chance?
Sure, I'll stand right next to you. That means you won't beat the thing.
It's 45 feet. That's,
wow,
there you go.
44.94 feet.
That's a long way away.
So 45 wellies.
Right.
All right, let's see how you get on with that. And also, you're for a few other kind of like farming challenges that we'll do
always
for tomorrow for the show. I think, isn't there a guess the weight of the sheep?
There's we'll do that one. And
okay.
Una's favourite one, another one, we'll catch the cock.
Why is that my favourite one?
Just because you get on with birds.
I do.
All right. Let's see how we get on with that tomorrow.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, since we spoke about that on air and since we've decided to record this bit of the podcast, we have done the welly toss. How do you feel about your technique, Una?
Well, to be fair, I haven't been in practice. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think anybody has been practicing tossing wellies.
Oh, they have.
Who?
It's a big event. There are loads of welly tossing athletes across the country, and I just don't happen to be one of them.
Okay. Find out tomorrow morning on the show to see how Una fared out. Did she break Laura and mine distance? Mind's distance? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Find out tomorrow morning on the show. Thanks for listening. Follow, share, subscribe. You know what to do. And we'll see you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. on iRadio.
Bye.
Always have to get the last word in.
Yeah, I do.